Matanuska Susitna Borough voters will choose candidates for two borough assembly seats when they go to the polls next Tuesday. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more on the District 1 race, which has three candidates vying for the outgoing borough deputy mayor's chair.
The race for borough assembly districts 1 and 2 will be decided on October 5th. Current District 1 assemblywoman and deputy borough mayor Lynn Woods has reached her term limit. Woods says it's been a challenging 6 years.
Things like the technology, how much that's changed. We had to move into the 21st century, and many of our efforts were to guide the borough in that direction.
Three candidates are vying for her seat. Warren Keough is a Chickaloon resident with a long history of community service. He's a water resources specialist for the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service, soon to retire, and has been a city paramedic and firefighter. Keough's been in the Valley 30 years and has served on his local community council.
Perhaps my research and analytical skills with input from the public, I think that's what I bring forward.
District 1 covers a lot of ground, stretching from the McLaren River in the north to Eklutna in the south. Sutton and Palmer's Butte area are included as well. Keough says education and development are two key issues borough-wide.
If we look at where we've been demographically, the population 30, 40 years ago in the valley was about 10,000 people. Now we're up to nearly 90,000 people, and the expectation is that that rate of growth is not going to diminish. So as we do grow, let's grow our economy just a bit differently. And as we grow, make sure we maintain all those special natural assets that we have.
Keough says the borough political process needs to be more transparent. Challenger James Tapley hails from Sutton. He's retired from the construction business, and he's worried about the borough spending too much money, for instance, on buying out eroded riverfront properties or paying to preserve farmland.
What they call is preserving farmland. You want to preserve it for the future, except I shouldn't be spending our tax dollars preserving farmland, because in the near future there won't be anybody to farm it, and it's a waste of tax dollars and it produces no jobs. I mean, why would you spend millions of dollars on something that doesn't produce a job?
Tapley says his construction experience will be an assembly asset.
And I can help build this valley. Right now we have people in there that have no knowledge, and they think throwing money at things is the way to do it. And we have a lot of projects that have gone to waste and gone nowhere. Because, you know, they're just throwing money at it. They have no knowledge of what they're getting into. So we're wasting a lot of tax dollars. I've been around, you know, construction for 30 years, and I know what it takes to build something. And I know what the first thing you do when you start building something. So I think my construction experience will help build this valley and create jobs, which we really need.
Tapley says the borough puts too many restrictions on new businesses. District 1 candidate George Rauscher did not return calls for this story. Bruce Walden, who had been running for District 1, said this week that he was dropping out of the race. I'm Ellen Lockyer.